The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss some of the challenges and opportunities in the evolving landscape of advertising. Joining us is Chris Navrosky, who is the co-founder and CMO of Hure, which is a digital agency that works with businesses and founders both nationwide and internationally to help them scale their D2C brands. Hure offers services such as fractional leadership, holistic growth strategy, managed audits, and growth mapping. And today, Chris and I are going to discuss marketing's demise in the digital age. All right, here's the first part of my conversation with Chris Navrosky, the CMO of Hure. Chris, welcome to the MarTech Podcast.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm very excited to have you here. Very excited to talk a little bit about the changing landscape of marketing. I feel like in every episode we've recorded this year, we're talking about how artificial intelligence is turning marketing specifically, but the entire world upside down. I'm curious to hear a little bit about your perspective, not specifically with just artificial intelligence, but the digital age in general. Let's take the long view here and talk about how digital media has affected marketing.
It's one of these multifaceted questions, as it often is within marketing. There's always going to be, and it depends, and there's always going to be a few of those things in there, which is not going to answer all these questions.
Said like a true consultant.
Yes, I've done this before. It's not my first rodeo. So I think one of the largest challenges within digital marketing is particularly the way that the tech has been working. Alongside that tech, it's the collection and aggregation of data and information. Not only that, the collection and aggregation of customers, their data and their acquisition points. And I think this all stems from one of the lesser known Steve Jobs quotes of customers don't know what they want until you show them. And that in itself encapsulates the last 3 to 7 years of digital marketing, in my view, where if you go back 10 years, PPC, Google Ads was an aspirational channel, particularly within the domestic UK. And then the last 7 years, Meta was aspirational. And now these are all parts of a multi-channel strategy that need to be stitched together to get you to where you want to be. If we go back to when Meta first started, there was this element of continuous growth that could just be turned on and then you could keep tipping into that. The need for marketing has just changed. And that's essentially what we're seeing now. We're going through that next phase of change. So as an agency, we still rely on the classics of marketing. So we'll still work with PESTEL. We still work with ANSOF. We still use those traditional marketing methodologies to derive our outputs. And I think the challenge now within what digital has done to marketing is, to an extent, not sure if I can say this, but it's essentially bastardized what marketing is. Where digital has taken marketing is essentially this instant gratification through paid media. Money in, money out, ads on, ads off. And the idea that you could dial up and dial down very quickly is essentially what's lowered the digital IQ of not only businesses, but practitioners that work within it. And again, this is where the challenge really lies, is that there's this over-indexing on the minutiae of a digital mix, which focuses on middle of the funnel, bottom of the funnel. And that's essentially the challenge here. And I think all of this was personified by Apple's iOS update, which I'm sure you'll be very well aware of, which effectively removed the automatic opt-ins to media. And without the automatic tracking and collection of data, it disabled the ability to essentially serve media on scale profitably. And then closely following that, the kind of removing of third-party cookies through Google, again, eliminates that ability to use third-party data. The point that I'm trying to make is that the last sort of 10 years, marketing has just become instant gratification through middle of the funnel and bottom of the funnel, where you could send out media at such a profitable level to such a large audience, you didn't have to think about what marketing actually is. Marketing turned into a product feed in a place. It turned into the right placement, a large enough scale that it could still be profitable. And then with these updates, that scale has essentially capped the ability to send mass media. And then is that marketing?
What I'm hearing from you is that the definition of marketing seems to have changed with the rise of the digital performance marketing channels. Have you seen the original Top Gun, the movie?
I have.
Okay. When I was a kid, I would watch that movie and basically could mute it and say it line for line. And somehow in my old age here, I'm forgetting the exact quote, but I'm going to paraphrase. Essentially, there was a line in the movie where they bring in all the best pilots in the United States Navy, and they say, here's the history lesson. We were great in World War II and in the Korean War. We became reliant on missiles and the pilots lost their dogfighting skills. And that's why they created Top Gun, because pilots needed to be reminded of the way to fly an airplane aggressively in combat. And the reason why I'm telling this story is I think there's a very close parallel, or maybe it's just a metaphor, with what's happening in digital marketing. Marketers have lost their dogfighting skills. They are focused on advertising and performance marketing. They've focused on, I put in an input and I get a signal that I can ring a cash register, and they have gone away from the things that actually develop a market. So help me understand the difference between what you consider to be marketing and what is digital advertising.
I think this is the separation of the funnel. So digital advertising for me falls within middle of the funnel, bottom of the funnel, particularly now. And that's essentially where you say we are basing on a level of intent that we can then convert that directly into cash. That to me is digital marketing. Obviously, there are multiple and or ifs, but essentially for me in this conversation, that's where that falls. And the digital marketing doesn't necessarily focus on brand. Brand is in there and it's an aggregate of it, but it's not the core focus. For me, marketing is the art of creating brand. And again, this place that we're in, where we're seeing that sort of removal of the ability to build brand through digital. And I think that's also this sort of super myopic view that brand can be built through digital. So again, for me, marketing is this holistic view of an addressable market, then building a strategy to attack that market and build that market share and take that market share.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then. And instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. One of the things that always bothered me is in titling for marketers' jobs, there is performance marketing. We all understand that's spending money on advertising and counting the number of clicks and understanding if they convert into revenue. Then there's demand generation, which is primarily the same thing, but maybe what you're doing is some on-website conversion rate optimization. And then there's brand marketing. And what's a brand marketer's job is to build the brand, which builds demand. It always pissed me off that demand gen is something that is an analytics-focused, performance marketing-related job title. Because I think of brand marketing as what actually develops the demand. I think demand optimization, maybe demand collection, is what people with demand gen in their titles maybe should be retitled as. To me, building the brand is what not gets the people that are already interested in your product to convert. It is getting people to be interested in your product, which to me is the generation of demand. Talk to me about the importance of brand and why are marketers sort of shying away from those activities?
So a lot of this is paired back to, and again, I spend a lot of my time operationally within businesses. So sitting as a non-exec, sitting within boards, sitting within commercial teams and listening to what is going on. One of the really interesting things within SMEs is how finance-driven the marketing departments are. So in my mind, this is the tail wagging the dog, where you have a finance function driving KPIs, which are purely derived on commercials. And again, this personifies this circle that we're in of you can market when it makes us money. And the KPIs are so intrinsically linked to that, where businesses will live and die by a CPA, a ROAS, an ROI, as opposed to looking broader at a CPM, a CPC, or impression share. And I think this is one of the biggest challenges that brands face now. And I think this is wholeheartedly businesses forgetting how to build brand, how to build awareness, how to build presence, how to build demand, because it doesn't drive direct sales. And because the unit economics are so tight that they don't have that space to do brand. Brand is always, oh, we'll get to it. We'll do that later, or it'll come with time. I know it's not officially a recession in the UK, but it's damn close.
Sure it is. And it's not just the UK.
It's an unofficial recession. Brand's the first thing to go out the window. It's the first thing to be cut. It still blows my mind how finance departments, the first thing to cut is a semi-variable spend within a media mix.
Isn't the problem an analytics problem, though, right? Like, we're so tied and addicted to the crack of performance marketing. And brand is something that is hard to figure out attribution for. In the same way, and I struggle with this with our podcast production business, we want to make podcasts for B2B brands. And often when we're in our sales cycle, they're like, well, how do we figure out if this is working? And it's like, how do you figure out if your content strategy is working? We don't really have a great handle on that yet, but you've been doing blog posts for 10 years and your business has grown. And look, there's ways that you can figure out attribution for podcasts, and hopefully we're on the cutting edge of that. But the attribution part is hard. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't stop doing the activities that, you know, inherently will have a positive impact over time. Talk to me about the analytics behind marketing today and why are they feeding into this problem?
I think, again, this is a phenomenally interesting time for the industry. So to switch over from universal analytics to GA4, what that means for the industry, how it changes tracking, how it changes the fundamental understanding of it. And that's what I find interesting. But what is even more interesting is how the majority of the market doesn't necessarily have a fundamental understanding of attribution. It doesn't have a fundamental understanding of how it uses analytics to drive these sort of outputs that you want to get from things. It's all very last clicked base. It's all incredibly close turnaround conversion cycles. This is the wider challenge with building brand, because there isn't that instant gratification from they saw us here. There is no conversion. There is multiple touch points which are untrackable that all lead to a sale at some point in the future. This is where this over analyzing data has almost stopped the industry's ability to push past that and say, well, actually, holistically, this is what works. This is almost the art of the impossible, where building brand, being present, building that awareness, it works. And you can accept that it works. It's not always directly attributable to brand and brand growth in simple terms of keywords usage or the brand uptake or where our sales generated. But equally, I've seen multiple brands in the last sort of 6 months who are, if anything, they are following a zeitgeist. They are brand through and through, and they're growing exponentially. they understand the formula to drive that. But then their challenge is that they don't have the digital understanding to back it up with, and then what's next? I often see that there is a strength in building brand and a weakness in digital, or a strength in digital and a weakness in building brand. In the same way that you see brands with good products aren't necessarily good at digital because the product drives it and that's their belief system, or they have a really good understanding of digital and that's what drives the product, which is okay. I've definitely gone off topic a little bit.
You're going right down the freeway that I want you to, and it brings me to my last question here. And the answer cannot be, it depends. Brand marketers lean on building a brand. Performance marketers and product-based companies lean on digital advertising and bottom-of-the-funnel optimization. And at some point when a business grows, you have to blend the two together to continue to thrive. Talk to me about what are some of the ways that marketers can think about making sure that they are making the correct investments in both their brand and their digital marketing advertising to make sure that the rising tide raises all boats.
I've said this a few times during this podcast, but essentially it is that holistic.
It depends.
It's that holistic 360 multi-channel view of a business, understanding the coefficients that drive everything. If we were going to pair it back to a simplistic Google Ads account, we could say on average 70 to 80% of the traffic on a general brand that is a D2C, for example, would be branded traffic. For us to increase the revenue through that channel, we need to increase the brand traffic. So then we can then qualify and quantify what brand needs to do to then facilitate another channel to grow. So straight away, you've got this holistic view that's paired back to a data-driven view, and you can mesh the two. Then the next thing is pulling apart your channel mix and looking at those things in silo, but also collectively, and understanding that there is a separate narrative through each one of these channels that will drive you to an end goal. No one channel is going to overrule the other. So when I talk to a client for the first time, I typically use a cups analogy. So your channels are a table full of cups. They're all different sizes. They all overflow at different points. You need to be mindful of those overflow points and then pivot to the next point where you can then fill up the next cup. The next cup may not be as profitable under standard KPIs that you're running, but it's the next logical step to move to, as opposed to just over-indexing in one place.
You know what my answer is to that question? It depends. It depends on the brand. It depends on the mediums that you're applying. It depends on the talent within the team. That's the reason why I took that answer away from you, is the way to blend your brand and your performance marketing together is not always clear. It never is. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. Just because you can't measure something doesn't mean that it doesn't increase your performance. And the truth is, if you're looking for a performance metric, you can look across every industry and every company. Companies with a stronger brand have lower cost per acquisition costs, have lower CAC. It costs less to acquire customers when you invest in building your brand over time. It might not be an immediate thing, but that brand investment is something that always pays off. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Chris Navrosky, the CMO of Huer. Join us again tomorrow when Chris and I continue our conversation talking about why optimizing PPC is not how you grow. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Chris, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is Chris Navrosky. That's ChrisNavrosky. Or you could visit his company's website, which is Huer, Huer.co.uk. Just one more link on our website I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MartechPod, MartechPod, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.